Janet Dawson is an Archibald-winning artist who, in her long and illustrious career, has dabbled in realism, abstract theatre stage art, landscape, lithography and more. A pioneer of both abstraction and realism in Australian art, Dawson sees no contradiction in working between diverse stylistic and aesthetic realms. Consistent to her art is a sense of curiosity about material existence and states of the natural world. Janet has recently received her first ever retrospective of the art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And Monique Watkins, assistant curator of the 19th and 20th century Australian art at the gallery, joins us now. Morning, Monique. How are you?
Morning, Danny.
This is very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
And to accompany the retrospective, you have what is described as the most comprehensive publication ever produced on Dawson's art.
Yes, that's right. This is the first major book to be written about Dawson and the first State Gallery retrospective about her work spanning the full six decades of her career.
And you were part of that as well, weren't you?
That's right. I've worked with curator Denise Mimocchi on this exhibition. It's been almost 2 years in the making. That's getting together all of Janet's work, visiting her paintings in state gallery collections, regional galleries and in private lenders all over Australia.
Now, the name of the exhibition is Far Away, So Close, which is a beautiful title. It's philosophical. Is there like a sense of sadness there?
There could be. I think one of the through lines that we found when we looked at all of Janet's extremely diverse work all together was that she has this sense of curiosity and a sense of looking closely at the world. So when you look at her work, you see bold, wild abstracts from the 60s, but you also see these really intimate drawings of cabbages or pomegranates or paintings of the moon. So we had this idea that Janet looks at things that are far away, sometimes literally like the moon or perhaps in a more abstract sense, but she brings them in so close. She brings them to the canvas, to us, to look at them closely.
And Janet showed talent from a very young age, didn't she? Like, winner of multiple prizes for her work, including stuff from the National Gallery of Victoria. She travelled to London in her early 20s. How influential was her journey through Europe in forming her artistic style and evolution as an artist?
Hugely influential. Janet was a really precocious student. The exhibition actually starts with a beautiful self-portrait that she painted in the 1950s. She's only 18 years old, but already she shows herself as this professional, serious artist. And it was just a few years after that she won the Travelling Art Scholarship at the National Gallery School in Melbourne, which took her to London, took her to Italy and Paris. So in all those places, Janet forged ahead with her painting and her drawing, and in fact took the first serious steps towards more abstract art style. So although we start with the realist portrait, You'll see that after she gets back to Melbourne, almost straight away she starts working in these really bold, wild abstracts.
So mastered the rules before breaking them.
Totally.
And like with that talent as well, in personal life, her partner was Michael Boddy, who's a playwright. And I think that sort of influenced some of Janet's work as well, working in stage art.
Yeah, so Janet actually met Michael Boddy while working in the theatre. It was one of her kind of many side interests that she managed to maintain while having this sparkling art career at the same time. So she was making sets and props for the theatre in Melbourne and then later in Sydney. And her and Boddy had this, I think, quite intellectual relationship where he was part of the theatre world, she was in the art world, and together they had quite a strong bond.
And the world met in other ways too, because I believe Janet's portrait of husband Michael was a winner of the Archibald.
Yeah, that's right. She won the Archibald Prize in 1973 for the portrait Michael Boddy Reading. So this was Janet's first time ever entering the Archibald Prize, and she immediately won. She was only the third woman ever to do so. And it's a really beautiful, sensitive portrait of Boddy. It's not in the show. Instead, we chose a pencil drawing that she did of her husband. But, a major achievement for an artist who, up until that point, had mostly displayed abstract work with the portrait of her husband.
Exhibition is a major achievement as well. So you've separated the exhibition into four different segments.
That's right. It's a chronology, roughly, of Janet's career. So there are four major rooms, and they will take you from her kind of colour, bold abstracts of the 60s through to the shaped canvases, colour field painting of the late 60s to 70s, and then through to a more painterly abstraction and then to still life.
This is beautiful stuff. If people want to check out the exhibition, it is at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And when's it on till?
It's on until January.
Oh, right. January of 2026.
That's right.
Looking further afield, I didn't realise it was... I can't believe that it's August already.
That's true.
I'm glad that you've got a calendar. That is the exhibition of the work of Janet Dawson, Far Away, So Close, on at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Monique Watkins from the gallery, Assistant Curator of the 19th and 20th Century Australian Art. That's a great job that you've got yourself there.
It's a good title, hey?
I imagine it's also a really cool job as well.
It is. It's a great place to be.
I really appreciate you joining us here today. Will you come back soon to 2SER Breakfast?
Love to.